Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Final approval is expected today from a judge overseeing the Providence pension settlement. The deal will leave retired city and public safety workers without cost of living increases for 10 years and put a ceiling on their pension payments. The city estimates the deal will save $18.5 million this year alone. The judge in the case has already given preliminary approval for the deal, reached with city retirees and fire and safety unions. The judge suggested the deal might serve as a model for other cities and towns facing unfunded pension liabilities. A legislative defender of gun owners' rights says gun ownership is an important counterpoint to government power. Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter Ian Donis has more.
Republican Representative Michael Chippendale of Foster is among the state lawmakers who oppose more stringent gun laws in Rhode Island. He says gun ownership is meant to be a check against an abusive government, even if some people consider that far-fetched.
If I tell you that sometime down the road there may be a despotic ruler in the U.S. or in a certain state, you might roll your eyes down at that, but that is precisely why the Second Amendment was put in place.
Legislative leaders and public safety officials unveiled a 9-point proposal earlier this week meant to reduce gun-related violence. The plan includes banning weapons deemed assault rifles, limiting magazines to 10 bullets, and a mental health task force. The General Assembly is getting ready to debate the bills underlying that proposal. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.
In Newport, Newport Grand Slot Parlor seeks some help from the General Assembly as it faces a future without table games. The facility is requesting a decrease in the amount of revenue it hands over to the state, saying it needs time to assess the threat of full-scale gambling at Twin River in Lincoln. Voters approved table games at Twin River, but not at Newport Grand. Newport Grand officials say they want to decrease their contribution to the state by roughly $3 million over the next 2 years. New numbers from the State Department of Labor and Training find more private sector jobs in Rhode Island than previously thought. According to the DLT, fourth quarter estimates show the number of Rhode Island jobs at nearly 467,000. That's 1,200 more jobs than earlier figures had shown. The new numbers also show a gain of 4,900 jobs for the year. The DLT says the construction, retail, and food services industries had significant job increases, while the largest decreases were in education, professional, and business services. And Electric Boat says it's looking to expand its footprint at the Quonset Point shipyard. As Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch reports, the space is needed to build the next generation of Ohio-class submarines.
Ohio-class submarines carry ballistic missiles equipped with nuclear warheads. The current class of subs was built in the late 70s. Now the Navy is ready to replace the fleet with a dozen new ones. Electric Boat has been awarded nearly $2 billion to develop and design the replacement Ohio-class subs. The projected rollout is 16 years away. But Electric Boat is going to need space for this project, and it's currently in talks with the Quonset Point shipyard for more room. The Quonset Development Corporation says Electric Boat is looking at an additional 41 acres. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.